I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
SEPTA today heard about its proposed service cuts and how it would affect the lives of riders as the transit agency opened a series of public hearings on its doomsday budget. More now from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Dozens of riders testified about the impact of SEPTA's proposed deep service cuts if the legislature doesn't provide more funding to fill a $213 million budget gap. 50 bus routes would be cut, with five regional rail lines eliminated. Hospital worker Lauren Montgomery said many of her colleagues wouldn't be able to get to work.
We are going to lose full departments of our hospitals if we do not fund SEPTA.
Peter Furch of Center City said he won't ride the system if trains only run every 2 hours.
Getting to a doctor's appointment 90 minutes early or 30 minutes late doesn't do me any good.
At a rally outside SEPTA headquarters, Bob Previti of the Save the Train Coalition said cuts will not rebuild ridership.
A bare-bones budget won't bring riders back.
Interim SEPTA GM Scott Sauer, after the hearing Monday, said while legislators are trying to solve a statewide budget hole, he believed lawmakers would find some way to raise revenue for mass transit.
I do feel optimistic that something will get done. I just don't know what.
At SEPTA headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.